You know, as Americans struggle to get by with millions in poverty amid the greatest riches, people are asking, how can the U.S. go into debt to fund foreign wars, and yet the government can't provide a health care system? Why are people living in cars while Halliburton and hedge fund boys rake in the billions? Anyone would think America could close some of its 800 military bases in over 100 countries abroad and spend that money at home. There is a worldwide movement to do just that. Google the words Code Pink and start looking around. One of my favorite old-time radio activists, Sue Supriano, has a good half-hour interview which includes Madia Benjamin explaining how women founded Code Pink. They are dedicated to ending the American military empire abroad, the men's war games that are bleeding the country dry. Here's a clip starting with Madia Benjamin talking and a little bit from Sue.
People are often asking, why aren't Americans even concerned about their own self-interest? Their schools are crumbling. They don't have a healthcare system that's worth anything. They don't have an infrastructure that can even stop their cities like New Orleans from being destroyed, and they allow their government to keep funding war.
And what do you say?
I tell them all the things that we're trying to do. I try to explain some of the structural obstacles to building a more effective movement. And then I give them examples of the actions and the movements and the different ways that we're trying to change our government. And I think it's important for people to know that we're not just all sitting around twiddling our thumbs or waiting for the next election, that we are a significant number of people who are trying to organize and mobilize and inspire people to get involved. And I think another really interesting thing about what goes on in the United States is how disempowered people feel, and how that leads to apathy and cynicism and depression. And so part of our work is to really lift people's spirits and let them know that activism is not only good for the country and good for the planet, it's good for their own personal health.
That is certainly true. And I'm focused actually on other issues of climate change and peak oil, since I can't do everything. But I'm just astounded by how people say they can't do anything. It's just like a mantra. I mean, it's just really, really upsetting. And of course, you can always do something until you're dead, really. And then maybe you can still do something. I don't know.
Okay, from the same Sue Supriano interview, Madia explains how Code Pink was founded and that men can be involved.
And I don't know if everybody knows what Code Pink is. I just think it's so well known now. I'm just taking it for granted. But maybe you would say a little bit about that.
Well, Code Pink began as a play on the color-coded alert system of the red and the orange and the yellow alerts, saying, you know, be scared, be very, very scared, and used to justify more violence against violence. And we started out really just kind of kidding around, saying, well, let's call a Code Pink alert and say, let's use international law, let's use the United Nations, let's find nonviolent ways of dealing with conflict. And it really just took off to the extent now that we have a very large mailing list and our e-alerts that we send out every week of 180,000 people. We have 250 more or less local Code Pink groups around the U.S. and then in places around the world. And we've become the most visible, perhaps the pink helps, but the most visible anti-war groups. So much so that George Bush has mentioned us several times. The White House spokesperson talks about Code Pink quite a lot, and they try to paint us as this fringe, radical, crazy, anti-troop group, when really a lot of us are a bunch of mothers who are just absolutely disgusted with the way our country is going and determined to do something about it. But we also have a lot of young people. We have a lot of chapters on campuses, a lot of young women who like the playfulness of Code Pink, like the idea that we use street theater and song and dance and art. And so it's quite intergenerational. It's way too white, and we have been trying to find ways to bring more people of color. For example, at the Code Pink House last week, we had 18 girls from the Lower East Side of Manhattan who came, and we took them into Congress to with the message of books not bombs, education not warfare, and they loved it. They had a great, great experience and are going back really jazzed up. So we try to make our house in Washington available to groups that have been focusing on domestic issues and help them make the link between the billions of dollars we're spending for war instead of spending money on things like education and healthcare.
Yeah, that's great. And you're referring to women, but I just heard you say it's not just a women's organization, so just to clarify.
Yeah, we really appreciate men joining in to Code Pink because we tell them, look, it's initiated by women and it's led by women, but it's great to have men involved. And in fact, it's important for us to not be exclusively women, to show that we are welcoming of men. And a lot of the people that stay at the Code Pink House are men. We tend to put them in the basement, but it's actually kind of a nice basement. And they get up early in the morning with us and go trudging off to the Congress and oftentimes throw the congressional people off a little bit. Sometimes they come wearing suits and, you know, look like they're part of the D.C. mafia. And then all of a sudden when they're in the hearing, they'll, you know, take off their suit. And there will be their Code Pink shirt underneath. And I don't know, we have a lot of great men involved in the group.
Well, and I hear over and over again, this is a time of women. Women need to be taking leadership. And this is, you know, these are gross generalizations. There's all kinds of great men, too.
As you'll see on the net, Code Pink has now popped up in almost every country where America has unwanted military bases, from Italy to the Philippines and beyond. You can hear the full interview for free just by going to SueSupriano.com. That is SueSupriano.com. The show is called Steppin' Out of Babylon. Tune into that. This is Radio EcoShock. Light up your iPod or computer with tons of free green audio from our website at www.ecoshock.com. .org. That's ECO, shock like an electric shock, .org.